make me strong. Well, good morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. This morning, I want to bring us back to a familiar passage, to all the participants at the God School. Perhaps to new listeners, this passage may or may not be familiar, but this is a passage that can be life-changing, certainly attitude-changing, it has been in my life. It is a passage that is edifying to the gospel, to Christians, to those whom God has gifted faith. It is a reminder. My pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, used to call it a nitro pill. You know, if you're having a heart problem, and, you know, it's not something necessarily that you do every day, but when you need it, that is that nitro pill, it's available. Therefore, I want to bring us again this morning to Psalm 84. I played this song because it's pertinent. We're going to begin at verse 5. Wherein it says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart, King James says, are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, Baca means weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pool. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. When you encounter that word in Scripture, it means stop. Think upon what was just said. Meditate upon it. Make it yours. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord God of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Now, we just read through that. Let's go back and let's look into the words that are in this song. Underline these words. First word to underline, fifth verse, blessed. The word is Asher. It means to be happy. It means to be envied. It speaks of a state of being. No change. And the next word or words we should underline are the man. It's specific, folks. It's talking about an individual. Blessed is the man. The Greek has the word blessed has privileged as recipient of God's favor. We're talking about a state of being of an individual, you and me. It speaks, the next word that should be underlined is whose strength is in thee. The Hebrew word here for strength is uzi. Dr. Scott used to give a wonderful analogy. We could transliterate, we have that word or are aware of that word in our language, uzi. You know, that's that submachine gun. Pretty powerful, pretty powerful. But where does the strength come from? Whose strength is in thee? It comes from God. The next phrase is, King James says, in whose heart are the ways of them? No. If you look at of them, it's in italics in the King James Bible. It means that's been added by the translator. Folks, why would we change objects? Whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of thee? The ways. This is a word from the root of will, as in last will and testament. No one can change it. We say in what's called the Lord's Prayer, which is really our prayer, your will be done. It's not going to be changed. Blessed is the man in whose heart are the ways of thee. Oh, wow. Privileged recipient of God's favor. What does it say next? Who passing through the valley of Baca? Baca means weeping. Oh, wow. I thought I was on the yellow brick road, skipping along to heaven. God says of this man whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, they pass through valleys of weeping. There is no explanation for the valley. If I find myself in a valley, whether it be brought upon by my own actions or whether, it's hard for me to believe this, whether I be innocent, it doesn't say the reason. It just says, blessed man, go through valley or valleys of weeping. It's part of the trip, folks. But underline this, and this is the purpose of the song we started with. It says, who passing through, underline, through it all. Who passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. Folks, it doesn't say how deep the valley. We have the assurance of the promise of God in Deuteronomy 33 that underneath all are the everlasting arms. That picture in the Hebrew describes something beneath, bottomless. The valley can't be so deep that God has not already had his hands underneath that blessed man whose strength is in him and whose and in whose heart are the ways of him? It doesn't say how long the valley is. It just says, blessed men go through the valley of weeping, and it adds, and make it a well. Why would we do that? We do that for others who might be going through similar valleys. And they make it a place of refreshment in the midst of the valley. A place of refreshment. Where the saint of God, the privileged recipient of God's favor, who also is passing through a valley, might find a place of refreshment. It says, the rain also filleth the pool. That's really not a good translation. Because in it, you know, many a Christian have made the mistake of constantly looking for the rain, for God to fill the pool. No, it says the rain covereth. The blessed man makes a place of refreshing. God covers that place of refreshing. It says, they, who's they? The blessed man whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, who have the desire, as Jesus spoke just prior to his death, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. It's of these, it says, they go from strength to strength. It's a different Hebrew word, folks. You know, in the fifth verse, it speaks about that which is analogous to a submachine gun. This word, from strength to strength, is from kail to kail. And the word in the Hebrew kail means a force, continuing, a rich substance. It's an army . It's exuding strength, and I'd much rather have an army with me than just my own submachine gun. I hope you get that picture. These are promises of God. The eighth verse says, O Lord God of hosts, translating the Hebrew Jehovah, Sabaoth, Lord of hosts, of not only animate but inanimate objects is God in control of. Jesus spoke in the Gospels, if man did not give praise to God, that even the rocks would cry out to his glory. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. O God of Jacob, in the scriptures, names mean things. This does not say, give ear, O God of Israel, which means God governed. It says, give ear, O God of Jacob. The picture in the Hebrew of this name is heel catcher. It also carries the meaning of supplanter. Listen to Webster's dictionary. It means to turn out or displace as a person, especially by treacherous or underhanded means, in order to take his place. We have that story of Jacob and Esau. To take the place of another, as in an office or favor, through scheming, to displace or supersede as one thing does another. By his own means, he was going to have it. At least that's what he thought. And his actions, as the scripture describes, give witness to that name, Jacob. How oft we, Jacobs, attempt to do it our way. It speaks of a fleshly condition. And the psalmist here tells us that we in the fleshly condition can even appeal to God because of that state of being whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee. Even though our fleshly condition, from time to time, we want to go and do it our way, but it says, in whose heart are the ways of thee? It gives this sinner hope. I hope it gives the hearers of this message hope. Because blessed, a state of being which never changes, in spite of the flesh, in spite of ourselves, we can still appeal to God, our God, who is our strength. And who has put his ways in us. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Mashiach is the word being translated anointed. It is that designation found in the New Testament. Christ. If we had the Greek, we would say Jesus the Christ, the anointed. And this man, whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee, as the gospel is fulfilled, makes his appeal in Jesus, the anointed. It continues on, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace, unmerited favor, and glory. No good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Man, that's such a power-packed verse. A son. We have the understanding that in our solar system, everything is controlled by the sun, S-U-N. It says in the first chapter of Hebrews that by the word of his power, he holds all things together. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. 11th verse. The 9th verse says, O God, our shield. In Genesis, the 15th chapter, the first verse says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. Thy exceeding great reward. And the 6th verse, this is why Abraham is called the father of faith, and it says, and after other promises that God made, it says, and he, that is Abraham, King James translation, believed in the Lord, and he, that is the Lord, counted it to him for righteousness. In the Old Testament, There are three key words that are translated, believed, trust, faith. The first is the word batach. It means to lean upon a staff with your whole weight, with the confidence that in that leaning on the staff, it shall be able to hold you. The second Hebrew word is hasah, and it means to run to the shelter of a rock, run to the shelter of the mother bird's wings with the expectation that under that rock or under those wings, we shall be protected. The third principle, there are others, but the third principle Hebrew word translated faith or trust or believe is the word amen. And it is a state of mind. It is a state of being. In the 89th Psalm, it speaks of, excuse me, the faithful God. The Hebrew is the Amen God. It speaks of a state of mind wherein there is no doubt. And the promise God made to Abraham and all the promises of God in him that is in Jesus are yea, and in him amen, that is no doubt. The promise here is, I am thy shield. God says it twice in Psalm 84. When God says something twice, we ought to pay attention. I am thy shield and thy great reward. Blessed man, the state of being which is not changed, while going through the valleys of weeping, have the understanding, have the promise that God is our shield. And as their amen reaches the amen of God, in whom there is no doubt, we have this promise, regardless of whether in the valley or out of the valley, regardless of how deep the valley may be or how long the valley may be, we have the promise that blessed men go through the valley of weeping. The Lord God will give grace, unmerited favor. Selah. Grace and glory. What is the glory of God? It is, as the apostle said, we beheld, speaking of Jesus, his glory, God. Gives us Jesus, the glory of God. No good thing, it says, will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, right there, if we stayed with the translation, there's my disqualification. And because the New Testament says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, this is in the flesh a state that if we stayed with the translation would disqualify all of us. But the word in the Hebrew is entumen. And in the Old Testament, on his heart, the priest would carry the Urim and the Tumen could appeal to God for direction what this verse is saying to the blessed man in whom his strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God. It's just repeating and giving witness it means according to his words. How precious is the word of God. O Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, blessed is the man who trusts in thee. Privileged recipient of God's favor is that man who is leaning on a staff. It's a verb, folks. It's not just belief. It's not just an assent to the mind. It is a hanging of the body on that which the heart believes. And the 10th chapter of Romans says, whose mouth maketh proclamation. Abraham amened the promise of God, and God counted it unto him for righteousness. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is those privileged recipients of God's favor by his grace. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the righteous by faith shall live, whether in the valley or out of the valley, in the midst of the valley, make it a well. They make it a place of springs for other travelers. We have this privilege. We have this opportunity. And through it all, we have learned to trust in Jesus. We've learned to trust in God. We've learned to depend upon His Word. For those of you who've heard it before, and those of you who may have never heard it before, this psalm is talking about those who operate by the grace of God through faith, which is His gift to that blessed man, and who give all glory to God. Blessed, a state of being of which nothing is changed, is the man whose strength is in God and whose heart are the ways of God. And that's the God School for today.